Good morning, Katie Searle, Director for the Parks Division. And please turn to page 14, and we'll go through 14, 15, and then 16. So Article 4103 is titled Use of Parks and Public Lands, and it contains six chapters. So what we have in front of you right now are three action sheets pertaining to three of those six chapters and proposed changes within those three. The first one, Chapter 410301, contains general rules that guide activity on all game, fish, and parks lands, but most of the rules apply to the state park areas. At the March Commission meeting, we brought forward five changes as proposed, and the first change was a time restriction, basically a curfew rule, and it was extending that curfew rule year-round to 11 p.m. The second proposed change would establish fees for commercial use within park areas. Specifically, three things would happen with this change. One, it would eliminate cropping, grazing language. These activities are authorized in other places, and this rule is redundant. So it's just a cleanup language. Those activities still exist within our program, just not specifically within this rule. Also, the second one is limit the rule to state park activities. Again, just to go back, most of the rules within this chapter deal specifically with state parks. And then the third change would be to add a pricing structure for those commercial activities. The third proposed change to this chapter is to clean up the language we use to describe how many nights or days people can stay within the state park system within our camping areas. Right now, the current rule refers to 14 nights. Elsewhere in the chapter, it states 15 days, and this rule simply aligns that language to where the language is found elsewhere in the chapter. The fourth proposed change is to repeal a 37-year-old rule dealing with use of 22s, and what it would do with repealing is to allow the use of 22s in parks for small game during designated seasons in accordance, of course, with the state park restrictions and regulations. We believe this rule was put in place because of vandalism, and we have other ways to deal with this currently, and we believe this rule is out of date. And the fifth change within this chapter would move the time when tree stands and blinds can be set up from August 25th to August 1st to accommodate the recent change in archery season, and additionally would change the date that they can be taken down from February 15th to March 31st. Are there any questions within this specific rule on this specific action sheet with any of the proposed changes?
Any questions, comments? Somebody want to move approval?
I'll move it forward. Second.
Any discussion? Not. All in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
On page 15 is the next action sheet dealing with this article. It is on Chapter 410303, Park License and Trail Use Passes. And the first change within this chapter would exempt enrolled Crow Creek tribal members and their family from entrance license requirements at the West Bend Recreation Area on Lake Sharp. The second change would make the daily park entrance license valid until 11 p.m. year-round to coordinate with the curfew that was extended to 11 p.m. year-round that we discussed earlier. Are there any questions on this proposed action sheet?
Questions? Comments? Motions?
Mr. Chairman, I would move.
Second.
Any discussion? Not. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes.
All right. And the final action sheet in front of you on page 16, this rule chapter deals with the Georges Mikkelsen Trail service user fees. The first change proposed would exempt military veterans and veterans groups and current service members from a trail pass when participating in a group activity. It models the same exemption that we have for our park entrance license that the commission authorized about 3 years ago. And as long as that group has permission from the park manager, at least least 5 days prior to the event, they are exempted from the Mikkelsen Trail user service fee. And again, this mirrors the same rule we have currently for park entrance licenses when applied to the specific group. The second change would allow trail users that are not able to produce a pass an option of purchasing either a $4 daily or $15 annual pass instead of paying a $15 late fee. Hopefully, this will encourage more trail use long term. And the final proposed change to 4103.0506 would put into effect this late fee option. Are there any questions about these three changes to this chapter?
Chairman, I would move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Thank you.